the live interview segment now, presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Brendan Sonny has joined me. After being away at the World Under-17 Hockey Challenge, you come back to a 9-6 game of all things. Not a lot to be happy about defensively, but certainly a lot to be pleased about with the resiliency and your comeback ability of your team. You kept battling back all throughout the night.
Yeah, battled back quite a bit. Our power play was elite, but there was a number of things that on the defensive side structurally and like stick battles in general that we got to clean up. So I thought we were just very loose, very loose.
Yeah, there were a lot of open guys coming in, two-on-ones, three-on-twos, getting chances in the low slot of all places that you don't want them to have happening. Just a matter of getting back to work and cleaning them up over the next couple of days?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of things have been going on around our room. You know, this and that, illness-wise. Coach is gone. Equipment manager's gone. You win five straight. There's just a lot of things going on, and it's time to refocus on what made us great, you know, before. And it's within our grasp. We just got to pay attention to it and fix it really quick.
I think both teams are going to be trying to figure out a way to stop the other team's big guy. I mean, both of them had hat tricks tonight. Igor Sidorov for you guys looked like he was dangerous every time he touched the puck. And the same thing for Jagr Furkus on their side.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I mean, we had one on four. Furkus came in one on four. So there's not many more players on the ice to go and cover him and eliminate him. Like, we've seen good players before. We had Bedard last year. You know, we had the Winnipeg guys, the Savoys, the Bensons. And we've seen Furkus for, since I've been here, 3 years. The elite players, you have to take away time and space. And when you have numbers, you have to finish. And I don't think it's going to work if you're just waving your wand at him like some sort of wizard. He'll go the other way and make you look silly. So that's what I'm talking about. Like, our puck battles, they just knocked down every pass. We gave up two goals right at the net front and gave up a number of chances just losing stick battles. So that on top of positional play, which was also extremely loose, we need to pay attention to right now.
Yeah, do you need to have like the full veteran group back there, like Graydon Siepman not being here, missing the last couple of games? I notice him not being here a little bit because I think he's a key factor back there to help stabilize some of your defense pairings.
Yeah, it happens throughout the season, though. Yeah. You know, it happens throughout the season. Guys get this and that or injured or sick or whatever it is. So this is a full roster effort. And you know, while I was away, I was watching this team and so, so proud of them. Yeah. The work, the dedication, so happy with how they played and competed while I was away. And tonight, I wouldn't consider it one of those nights. So it's not the end of the world. We have a long season, and these games happen. It's how you react to them, and we have to react the right way, and we'll get to work on Thursday.
We're all proud of you, by the way. Congratulations on being a member of the gold medal winning Team Canada White at the World Under-17 Hockey Challenge in Prince Edward Island. You and Spencer Stayauer, the equipment manager, both coming home with gold medals. When you're up at Friday in the concourse, I'm sure you'll get the applause you deserve from the folks that are going to be there, but I just want to be the first to tell you publicly that, hey, way to go. I mean, let's wave that Team Canada flag. That's wonderful stuff.
Thanks very much. It was quite an experience and just very happy to represent the Maple Leaf.
Yeah, Coach, thanks for this. I appreciate you coming up. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Thanks, Les.
Head Coach Brendan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades.